We are joined by Attorney Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrona. Jeff, we were talking off the air, and one of the things we talked about was President Biden. How could you, first of all, when you're president and you have media in the room, you never think that your microphone is off. You always have to assume it's what they call a hot mic. And people were yelling out questions. And Peter Ducey from Fox yelled out something about inflation and if it would impact the midterms. And basically, well, not basically, what Biden said is, you stupid SOB, except he used the SOB all the way out. He actually, you know, said, son of a blankety blank. But, I mean, this, how do you not know that the mic is on, and how do you show such disrespect when you're always demanding respect?
I think, Bob, the answer to the first question, when you're in full-on cognitive decline, you don't know what you're doing on a daily basis.
Oh, that could be.
This is just further. This is just further proof of that. This is why they don't let him answer questions. Because I mean, these angry outbursts. It's not just this latest one on Ducey. Which, by the way, can you imagine if Donald Trump had done this to Jim Acosta? What the pearl clutching would have been from the media, particularly Acosta and CNN, if Trump had called Acosta a stupid SOB on a hot mic. But it's not just Ducey. It was, last week it was the other reporter from Fox News where he said it was a stupid question. The other guy that asked a question and he basically called him illiterate said, well, you must have gone to journalism school to write, not to read.
And the guy was dead on, though. He was repeating what Biden said. And the media gives him a pass on all of these. I mean, they're probably laughing. Hey, that was pretty funny what he said to Ducey.
They absolutely are. They think it's just they just think it's nothing. And it's like, okay, they just beclown themselves every time they blow this stuff off because, when they ran after Trump and his demeanor, it wasn't about that. It was about, they didn't agree with his politics, and so they made it. They basically said he was went after him personally for his attitude and his behavior. So we're gonna get more of this because he's not gonna get any better.
No, and I saw something, and again it's social media, but Manchin, according to this piece I saw. His problem is more with Ron Klain, the chief of staff, because he's tried pushing Biden so far to the left, and he won't negotiate if Klain is involved on any of this stuff. But he's not going to be able to negotiate with Biden because there's nothing there. All he is he's an angry old man looking to strike out.
That's the thing is, I want to know who this they is. You know, he's always talking about, they won't let me talk. I mean, he's just, he's got basically... I mean, we've never seen this before, Bob. You have a president who really isn't in control.
Ron Klain.
Him out there. I mean, he does his thing. Yeah.
It's not hard to figure out your chief of staff is the one pulling the strings. And either for himself or for, the shadow government, other people. But clearly, Klain is the one in control in that White House. And Biden was so desperate to become president that this is what you get. So anyway.
And that's why I don't see a reset coming. In the style of some other presidents in the past when they've gone off course, I don't see that happening because he's not making those decisions. So why would he reset by getting rid of the people who are controlling him?
Yeah, he's never going to get rid of Klain. I mean, Klain won't allow it. That's the problem. Now, you told us last week that your law firm, Chestnut Cambrone, was going, and you were going to sue the city of Minneapolis. And now, 7 bars of restaurants are part of that suit. What is the update? Is there an update on it? Because you are suing the city because of their mandates, right?
Yep. So we filed a lawsuit late on Thursday, served the mayor Friday morning, and got a judge assigned Friday afternoon. It's Judge Lori Miller in Hennepin County. And then the hearing is scheduled for tomorrow afternoon on our motion for temporary restraining order. And I want to make it clear, Bob, the lawsuit is not about, it's not against vaccines or masks or anything. It's simply, The governor ended the state of emergency for the state in July, and the two mayors in St. Paul, Minneapolis were able to hold on to their emergency powers, and the express reason was so that they could wind down some of the pandemic measures they had put in place in an orderly fashion. And so now you have both of them relying on those powers to basically ramp things up again. And our argument is that this requirement that bars and restaurants be checking proof of vaccination or a negative test should have properly been run through the city council and had people give a chance to be heard, and then have voted on by the council, not a mayor putting this into place unilaterally. And I just saw yesterday the New York State Supreme Court struck down a mask mandate put in place by the new governor of New
Yes.
York in a similar fashion. So it seems like the courts have kind of turned as to, okay, guys, the emergency is over. You need to be working in passing these initiatives, no different than the OSHA mandate that got struck down by the Supreme Court. You need to work within, with other branches of the government. You can't just keep unilaterally imposing these things. And so, we'll see what happens. I'm cautiously optimistic. Even the best case always has a 50-50 shot in court. But I'm hoping that the judge hears our arguments that there's a right way and a wrong way to do things, and this was the wrong way to do things.
Well, and this whole with a mask mandate, the fact if you're allowing a cloth mask to fulfill the mandate, it's a ridiculous mandate, and no one knows really how to find or wear the N95s, the N95s properly. So, and there's also the belief that they don't do a darn thing. I happen to think that the right mask worn properly could help, but not these little cloth ones that your aunt makes for you. That's ridiculous. That these also come into play. And the whole thing with the vaccine, isn't the CDC now saying that natural immunity is stronger against Omicron than any vaccine? Or is that
Yeah, there's a new study. And on the other hand, Fauci is starting to muse about a fourth booster. So I don't know how much money he's getting from Pfizer and Moderna to be their spokesperson. But people are going to get fatigued by this. I mean, it was one thing, everybody was told that, if you got vaccinated, everything would go back to normal, right? Well, now it's, oh, you still got to wear a mask. And, oh, those first two shots didn't work. Now you got to do a third one. And now it's going to be, well, maybe it's the fourth one.
It's absurd. Jeff, here's the problem with it. They don't know if the vaccines they're giving even work against Omicron or what the next variant is going to be. So
Well, and the
why push
variants
it?
keep getting less severe.
Well, let's hope that continues. But it doesn't make sense that when they don't know and they're just hitting you with a vaccine, and when I would say most of the population has been hit by it, especially with Omicron and how it's spread. So if you have natural immunities, I don't understand. And I say this fully vaccinated with a booster, that why do they keep pushing it? And Fauci, the first thing, if the, at some point we will have another president, maybe the next election, he's out. Fauci probably will still be around. He needs to, the first thing has to be done, he has to be fired. Trump should have
I
done
think
it.
Fauci, I honestly think Fauci will retire, especially if the Republicans take the U.S. Senate, because then he's going to get called before a committee
Yeah,
chaired
he's
by
done
Rand Paul,
a lot of,
and
you're
it's
right.
not going to be a pleasant day. So he'll duck out toward the end of the year if the Republicans take back control of Congress, either House or Senate, because they're going to call him in and have
Yeah,
hearings and call him on the
that's a great
carpet.
point.
But I think, and I've told elected Republicans that the message they need to be running on is a return to normalcy. So I think people, I don't think it's of all, I think people of all political stripes are fatigued from all of this. They just want to go back to normal. It's like, we can live with this
Agreed.
thing. We can deal with this. Enough of kids having to wear masks. I saw it was an elementary school yearbook from Oregon, and the poor kids have masks on in their school photos. What a
Oh my
wonderful
God. Yeah, that's a
memory.
great photo. All right, Jeff, I got to wrap up with this. Give me your I wouldn't be surprised if we wind up seeing any combination. Cincinnati, no one thinks they're going to beat the Chiefs. I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility, because there could be a, you know, an emotional letdown. There could be like the Vikings, the Minnesota Minneapolis Miracle. They had an incredible letdown. Mm-hmm. And also, that Cincinnati team is good. So who do you see going to the Super Bowl?
Well, don't take my word for it, because I was 1-for-4 in playoff weekend. But I will say, I think it's going to be I do think the Chiefs are going to beat Cincinnati in the AFC Championship. And in the NFC Championship, I'm going with the Rams. I think the Rams are going to be the Vikings had this chance a couple of years ago and they blew it in Philadelphia. I think the Rams are going to be the first NFL team to be able to play the Super Bowl in their home stadium.
That'd be great. All right, Jeff, thanks so much. Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone.